This is New England Public Radio. The coronavirus pandemic has fed fears of both getting sick and food scarcity, and that's infused grocery shopping with more anxiety for customers and workers. As part of New England Public Radio's series on essential workers, Nancy Cohen reports on a manager at a grocery store in the Berkshires who's seen panic in the food aisle.
Guido's Fresh Marketplace in Great Barrington has posted some new signs in the store, one above the water bottle refill station.
Not for hand washing. Please use restroom.
That's Erica Heinlein, who has worked at Guido's for 13 years. Standing in a restroom, she reads another sign.
Please be kind. Don't take our toilet paper. We have it on the mirror, above the sink, above the toilet paper dispenser, and also on the bathroom doors. We were losing toilet paper in an astonishing amount.
Heinlein says things in the store started changing back in March, just as the governors of New York and then Massachusetts declared states of emergency. And sales jumped.
We were up 300-400%, and it was just a scramble to keep up with it in the store. And then the energy changed, and it became this panic and fear and anxiety just bleeding off of the customers.
Typically, the customers are people the grocers have seen before, from Stockbridge, Sheffield, Hinsdale, or Dutchess and Columbia counties in New York. But Heinlein says a couple of waves of new customers, second homeowners, arrived buying up so they could hunker down. Before coming, they phoned.
We're leaving New York City. There's no food on shelves. Do you have food on your shelves? Yes. Yes, we do have food. There are some holes, but we have plenty of food. Do you have lettuce? Yes, we have a full produce department. What about meat? Fully stocked. We took call after call after call like that. And we all just kind of had these wide eyes like, wow.
Customers were buying several $1,000 worth of food at a time. With the panic, norms flew out the window.
People were just all over us. They were grabbing things out of our hands. They were just, it was a lot.
Heinlein and her colleagues now face a long list of challenges: keeping the store sanitized, the shelves stocked, and employees comfortable. But not everyone who wants to work can.
Because they live with someone who isn't a compromised immune system, or perhaps they're compromised themselves. And I had to talk a lot of staff through this angst of they were so torn between duty and personal cost.
For a while, the spike in demand affected supply. The store would place a $30,000 order and get $800 worth. So it started adding new food distributors with new delivery schedules. So staff schedules had to change. Workers were stressed. Heinlein, who supervises more than 30 people, tried to alleviate that.
Take a day, take a couple weeks. Work in the mornings, work at night. So for weeks, I was in this reworking, staff. Then we had a sudden deadline change for our distributor, and I had to redo it all, at the 11th hour. And that happened like week after week after week. I felt like Elastigirl, just being spread so thin, both physically and mentally.
Her work days got longer. Now, staffing levels are still thin, but stabilized. Heinlein is stocking shelves more, doing more carryout and bagging. By the end of the week, she's limping on a previously injured knee. Besides work, she raises two sons with her ex-husband.
My 15-year-old is a freshman at Pittsfield High. He is special needs. He's autistic. He's on the spectrum. My 10-year-old is a fifth grader at Egremont Elementary.
Doing laundry, she jokes, is her alone time. Her pandemic schedule sounds like a never-ending drumbeat.
Work mom, work mom, work mom.
She picks up her boys from their dads at about 5:30 at night, fixes dinner.
Have a little bit of parenting time, and then we're all wiped out. And we get up early, and we have a tutoring session. We get out the door, we get the kids back to their dads. I shoot down to the store. Repeat.
Heinlein says for a period about a month ago, she started to feel anxious about getting the virus or giving it to someone unwittingly.
No thinking person doesn't stop and think, especially in this environment where people are all over you. Okay, what happens if I get sick? And I was like, well, okay. Do I need to really work on my will? And it's like, okay, so just calm down. One foot in front of the other.
She says her coworkers help her keep going. One of them carries out a detailed sanitizing regimen.
All the cooler and case doors, all the phones, all the sanitizing towers on the sales floor. all the gravity-fed bins, all the handles of the shopping baskets.
Anything people touch. The stores required all employees to wear masks since mid-April. They're getting extra pay now, and only 25 shoppers are allowed in the store at a time. And once the customers do come in, the choreography couldn't be more different than it was 2 months ago when people got close enough to grab food out of workers' hands.
We wait a lot longer. A customer is trying to make a decision in front of shelves. We just wait until they move, and then we move. Or you round the corner and you see someone unexpected and we both go, ah! It's a really strange change.
And there's another change.
People are all of a sudden seeing us as people. Will that become the new normal for our country? To treat people like people, not as less than because they do a job that you don't value.
Part of that job right now is ringing up customers who buy two cartfuls of food at a time. Even so, Heinlein says she's starting to hear something that had left the store, the sounds of grocery workers laughing. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.